Good morning and welcome everybody to the Lakers Lowdown. I'm Anthony Irwin, senior Lakers insider for Clutch Points. And today on the show, we are going to be talking about Darvin Ham. Yeah, we're going to talk about him for just a little bit. I spent a lot of time on the subject on today's lounge. Also dove into some trade stuff and some advantages that the Lakers have going for them. Also answered some questions. So check out that episode. But in this one, we'll talk a little bit about Darvin Ham's quotes in a piece for Anscape and some of my thoughts on that. And then we're going to look ahead to the 10 or so games coming out of this weird little in-season tournament break that hopefully the Lakers can kind of benefit from. Again, I don't want to belabor this too much. I spent probably too much time in the lounge talking about this. Also broke it down in the second half of a home and home that I did with Jovan on Buha's block. And you know, so you can find that in his RSS feed and then on his YouTube page. So I spent way too much time talking and thinking about Darvin Ham today. Honestly, if I just had to sum it all up, I would just say that it's a stunning lack of accountability and self-reflection and thus growth. I don't know if he has grown from that situation, which should really matter to those teams that would consider hiring him as a head coach moving forward. Now, look, maybe he did say that there were some things he would change, and you know, maybe those quotes just got scrapped as part of the interview process. Altogether possible, but as it stands right now, and as the article was written, there was exactly zero moments in which Darvin Ham took a second, took a beat, looked around at some of the things that he was saying. Most notably that LeBron, AD, Austin, and Rui wanted nothing to do with, you know, saying hi to him when the Lakers played in Milwaukee over the preseason. At no point did he think to himself, yeah, that's a little weird. I probably screwed something up there. No, never said anything, just kind of kept it moving and then wondered why the Lakers wouldn't have wanted to bring him back to a core of players that wanted nothing to do with him. So, look, at the end of the day, Darvin is going to do the things that he's going to do here moving forward. He always lacked accountability as a head coach, and apparently he continues to lack accountability now as an assistant coach. I wish him nothing but the best. I don't have any ill will towards the guy. I think he's a shitty head coach who, probably still got the raw end of the deal as the front office tried to scapegoat him and direct everybody's attention to the poor job that maybe Darvin did. That's probably altogether true. However, he didn't make anywhere near the best of the situation that he had last year either, and pissed off the players to such an extent that while I was reporting all of the things that I did, while Jovan was reporting all of the things that he did, while we were getting all kinds of details about how ugly that situation had become behind the scenes, at no point did a player step up and be like, no, we support Darvin Ham. No, never happened. So all the best, Darvin. All the best here moving forward, unless you're playing the Lakers or against your team, unless your team is playing against the Lakers. But, you know, this interview only furthered hammered home how happy I am that he's no longer the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. All right, so in a matter of hours, the Lakers will be getting ready to play against the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento. That game is slated for 9 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock back home. And it's going to be a tough one. You know, Sacramento is, you know, pretty desperate for any win that they can possibly get. They need to turn their season around. Kind of a tough matchup here for the Lakers, given the amount of perimeter threats that Sacramento has and the lack of perimeter defense that the Lakers have. So we'll see how that plays out. That said, This is a big test, I think, here for Anthony Davis. Domantas Sabonis had that super weird record, right, where it took until last year for AD to finally win a game against Domantas. So, like, hopefully that is now behind him and he can play better against Domas than he has over the course of his career. But the Lakers need this win because you look ahead to their next 10. Again, twice in a row against Sacramento, both in Sacramento. Then they play Detroit, who is playing significantly better basketball this year. You have Golden State, who will have Dennis Schroeder available in that game. Then you'll have Sacramento again, that one at home. And then you have Cleveland at home. And then you have Portland at home. So there's your one. I would say the Lakers have two wins so far in this stretch that you would definitely say they're going to get. Then they have Atlanta, who they've already lost to. Houston is playing good basketball this year. Dallas is playing good basketball. Both of those, the Houston and Dallas games are in Texas. And then, you know, finally you get to go against Charlotte, against San Antonio, and against San Antonio. So it does lighten up a little bit, but those like 10 games or so, see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, their next 10 games, I only count two for sure wins. And, you know, Detroit, again, playing better basketball this year. And Portland, yeah, Portland sucks. So that should definitely be a win. Outside of that, though, there's a bunch of tough matchups there. And, you know, Sacramento, given the way that they're playing so far this year, those are probably kind of sort of must wins here because you can't enter January basically below 500 and then hope for the front office to swoop in and save the season. So we'll see how these 10 games go. Each of these games are just incredibly important for division purposes, for conference purposes, for seeding purposes, for win purposes. Like the Lakers need to probably go 500 here, and that means beating some tough teams. So we'll see how that goes. All right, that is going to do it here for this episode of the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. Again, hope you guys do check out the Lounge episode, which obviously is split up into two halves at this point as well here on the feed. But yeah, fun conversation about Darvin Ham, some back and forth with a live audience, some trade talk, some rumors talk, and honestly, like a little bit of optimism there as it pertains to whether or not the Lakers will be able to make a trade at this year's deadline, or hopefully before this year's deadline. So check out that. And then tonight, Raj and I will be live in the Lounge to break down however the game against Sacramento goes. A little bit later tonight. So until then, and until the next time you guys hear from us, I'm Anthony Irwin saying, have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that five-star review button. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your enemies that you hate it. And we will talk to you guys in a little bit.